So diving into our next exciting topic, let's explore a challenge many composers face, managing social media. It's a common sight, artists posting about their latest awards, sharing their music, and dropping links to their YouTube or Spotify accounts on Facebook. They wait, hoping for a buzz, but often nothing happens. And this challenge gets bigger when each social network is treated separately. So artists spend a lot of time thinking about what unique videos to post on YouTube, for example, what different content to share on Facebook, or which cool filter to use on Instagram. And then they try to come up with something special for Twitter, TikTok, or LinkedIn. And the biggest problem, though, is not keeping the target group, the target audience in mind. So, for example, if a composer wants to work in the video games industry, posting Cubase tutorials on YouTube might not be the best approach, and you probably see where this is going. So let's shift gears and discuss some smarter strategies. These can help you focus more on what you love most. Writing music. So when thinking about social media content, most people see YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so on as individual platforms. But to me, it's all about either text, video, or audio. And when I see a video, I only think in 9x16 or 16x9 ratio format. So what I'm trying to say is the content you're interacting with right now could be presented in multiple forms. For example, if you're watching this as a video on YouTube, I could use the audio for a podcast episode. I could also take short vertical clips from it for example, Instagram or TikTok. Even better, I can write about this topic on my blog, linking back to the YouTube video or the podcast episode. So overall, roughly, this episode will last about 5 to 7 minutes. Imagine all the content this single session provides for audiences across all social networks. And it only takes about roughly 60 minutes to record and edit. So building on that foundation, let's delve deeper into optimizing your social media strategy to amplify your presence and reach. After understanding the basics of content repurposing and focusing on whatever truly matters, your music, it's time to tackle the nuances that can make or break your online success. So specifically, we talk about the importance of YouTube SEO, the undeniable value of knowing your target audience, and the necessity of grasping the unique algorithms of each social network. So first up, YouTube SEO. This might sound like technical jargon, but it's actually your secret weapon in ensuring your music gets the attention it deserves. So YouTube isn't just a video platform, it's the second largest search engine in the world. So this means your video's title, the description, and keywords need to be carefully crafted to ensure your content is discoverable. When your ideal listener is out there searching for new music or tutorials related to what you offer, you want your content to pop up. So implementing solid SEO strategies on YouTube can dramatically increase your visibility and bring your music to ears around the globe. So next, let's circle back to the importance of understanding your target group. This goes beyond just knowing who they are. It's about deeply understanding what they crave, the platforms they frequent, and the content that resonates with them. So for example, if your target audience consists of indie game developers, your content should cater to their interests and needs. So think composing soundtracks for indie games or tips for integrating music into game development, or simply recording in-game scenes and writing your music to it. Tailoring your content to the specific needs of your target group not only increases your relevance, but also your engagement rates. And lastly, the critical role of understanding the individual algorithms of each social network cannot be overstated. So each platform, be it Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or LinkedIn, has its own set of rules and algorithms that determine what content gets shown to whom. So for instance, Instagram might prioritize visual appealing content and stories with high engagement, while LinkedIn, for example, values professional content that sparks meaningful conversations. So knowing these nuances allows you to tailor your content strategy for each platform, maximizing your reach and engagement. So in sum, while it's crucial to create and share content across various platforms, success lies in the details. So optimizing for YouTube SEO, understanding your target audience, and mastering the algorithms of each social network. So these strategies are not just about spreading your music far and wide, but about making sure it reaches the right ears, resonates, and ultimately helps you grow as an artist in the digital age. So by investing time into these areas, you not only increase your visibility, but also build a stronger, more connected community around your music. So thus, the importance of a multi-platform presence cannot be overstated. It's not merely about casting a wider net, it's about understanding and engaging with a global, diverse, and dynamic audience that digital spaces offer. And in the digital age, where opportunities for composers are no longer bound by geographical or physical limitations, embracing the full spectrum of social media platforms becomes an essential strategy for growth and success. Moreover, this diversification strategy acknowledges the evolving nature of social media and the digital habits of different audiences. So while one segment of your target audience might prefer the in-depth content available on YouTube or the professional networking opportunities on LinkedIn, others might be drawn to the quick, engaging formats of TikTok or Instagram. So by missing out on these platforms, you're not just limiting your reach, you're leaving untapped potential on the table, potential for discovery, connection, and career advancement. And this singular approach, by just sticking to one social network, is akin to playing a grand piano with just one key. Yes, you might produce a note, but the richness, depth, and complexity of the melody are lost. Similarly, composers who expand their digital footprint across multiple platforms, each tailored to the nuances and preferences of its users, can weave more intricate and compelling online presence. So this not only amplifies their visibility, but also opens up a plethora of opportunities for engagement, networking, and job prospects. And as always, if you need any help, if you need support, feel free to reach out. I'm here for you. Thanks for your time.